Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 4th of February, The Covenant of Marriage. The unfolding revelation of baptism into the name of the Father, the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Spirit has brought into focus the distinction between the covenant of marriage and the covenant of the house. The covenant of marriage, intended by God, is only possible by receiving a remnant of the Spirit from the Father. As the prophet Malachi declared, "But did he, the Father, not make them one, having a remnant of the Spirit? And why one? He seeks godly offspring." The remnant of the Spirit is the Father's instrument for making two individuals one flesh and of one spirit, for marriage is his holy institution which he loves. It is his expression of seven spirits by the Holy Spirit in relation to marriage. The union of a believing couple through a remnant of the Father's Spirit enables offering and makes their marriage covenant totally unique. It was for this reason that the wise man Solomon said that the way of a man with a virgin was too wonderful for him and was beyond his understanding. The union of a man and a woman by covenant through the remnant of the Father's Spirit establishes headship in the marriage. The married couple are a procreating unit within a house, bringing forth fruit for God. In this regard, while obviously connected, it is important to distinguish the covenant of the marriage from the covenant of a house. In other words, a marriage in a house operates by two distinct expressions of headship. In the marriage, a man exercises headship towards his wife. In the house, Christ's headship is exercised towards the man, the woman, and each child in relation to their works and expression as a son of God. This is because Christ accomplished the works of every day which belong to the name and sonship of each person in a household. The references used in today's devotions are Malachi chapter 2 verses 11 and 15 and Proverbs 30 verses 18 and 19. For further study, Malachi chapter 3.